Dougie, the season almost upon us, and beautiful day and cricket weather. Tell us what you're expecting this season.
Well, it'd be nice to win three tournaments and go home, finish the season with three trophies, but that's not, it's unlikely to happen, obviously. All I want to see is us being competitive every ball. Yeah. That's and if we keep it as short-term as that, we'll actually probably create opportunities for us to be in the running for something down the back end of the summer. We created a lot of momentum for ourselves last year after a fairly slow start. Hopefully we can get out the blocks a little bit quicker this season. Yeah. And give us a chance just to be in the hunt for something. It was great last year, you know, three tournaments as the season sort of came to an end. So if we can be somewhere close to that, then I'll be absolutely delighted.
What will it take, though, to be that competitive? Obviously, a better start.
Yeah, a better start for one. You know, we identified a number of different areas last year. Much as it was a good season, there was a number of areas that we know we had to improve on. We've spent the whole winter trying to improve them from a management perspective and a player's perspective, increase our skills in a number of different areas. So hopefully we'll see the rewards of that as we get into the sort of competitive start parts of one-day cricket. But, you know, getting a start is going to be absolutely crucial.
What's the sort of things that will stop you?
Probably expectation that we have of ourselves. And that's I'm sure it's sometimes difficult when people are talking you up and you know you've got a real chance to create something pretty special. You actually go there and you forget to remember the processes of how you get to that stage. Mm-hmm. And you go too far away from what the here and now is. So as I said, you know, we try and keep it as simple as possible, keep it as low-key as we possibly can do and sort of play ourselves down as much as we can. And that way you take the expectation out of it. But we know that there will be a lot of expectation on us this year.
Crazy sport, though, because in any other sport, you look at a team and you pick your best team. Mm. You can't, because if you've got good players, they're off.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, that's always been the way, you know.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It is a bit bizarre, but we know that that's the case, you know, and we always want to try and create an opportunity for our squad players to get through first-class cricket and into an international game. That's part of our role as a cricket club. Yeah. And you know what? The city will get behind that. If they understand that we lose Ian Bell, Jonathan Trott, possibly Boyd Rankin, Chris Wokes to the England setup, then I'm happy as a director of cricket. It means that they're playing a good brand of cricket when they play for the Bears. So if we can have other guys getting through that pathway, I'll be delighted.
But then you as a coach are judged on your team's performances.
Absolutely. I hear exactly where you're coming from. But, you know, that's why we've got a strong squad. That's why we carry a squad that all of them are ready to play pretty much straight away. And we're very fortunate that we've got a number of players that could step up at any moment, which is different to a lot of counties. So we make sure that we've got a squad that can play all forms and we try and target all three forms of the game.
What a great signing for the Blast as well.
Yeah, I think it's got quite a lot of people talking. Yeah. And, we don't know. He hasn't scored a run yet and we start the 2020 Blast equal last place at the moment, along with everybody else. Yeah. You know, whether Brendan scores runs or not, it's a good signing. Hopefully it creates a lot of opportunity for people to come down and watch on a Friday night down here, which, you know, if it does, then this place will be buzzing. It'll be a great place to come to on a Friday night. But I'm sure that Brendan, being the type of player he is, if he does score runs, it'll be very much worth watching. He plays seven games. If he can contribute in two or three of these games, that'd be great.
With all the players at it, you at it as a coach, still need a good weather and a bit of luck.
You do, and you know, the weather's great at the moment, but you know, this England being England, it could change it any time. So, you know, it's good at the moment. Oh, we can't do anything about the weather. We can't control that. We can control what we're about as a team, the brand of cricket that we play, and how we approach every single moment of every single day. That's what we can control. And if we get that right, the weather actually is irrelevant, because over the course of the summer, you get some good days, you get some bad days, and it balances itself up. Same for everybody. But the brand of cricket that we play and the way that we go about playing that brand of cricket is absolutely important.
How's life as a dad?
Yeah, good. It's actually, the in-laws are here.
Your life's changed now.
Yeah, it has.
My clubs are in disarray.
Crikey. Well, you should know about that, don't you? But to be fair, she's doing really well. And the in-laws are here from New Zealand at the moment as well.
Wonderful.
So they're doing the middle of the night feed, which helps both of us out.
Congratulations, anyway.
Cheers, Tom.
Cheers, mate.